The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hello, this is The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. My name is Suren Naidu, and I've been covering the broader South African property industry for over 15 years. In this episode, we are taking a look at the property auction sector. Property auctions have been around for years, and it has gone beyond forced sales and liquidation auctions of property to being a legitimate form of also selling your property. But today, we are taking a look at the growth of online auctions, especially in the context of COVID-19. Joining me on the line from Cape Town is MC Dutoy, CEO of Auctions and Sales at BidX One South Africa. Welcome to the Property Pod, MC.
Thank you very much, Ren, and thanks for having me.
MC, you've been in the auctions business for a long time, but your role at BidX One South Africa is relatively new. Before we dive into the topic of online property auctions, give us a little background of yourself in the industry.
Thank you, Suren. Doesn't seem relatively short. It's been a long time with BidX. But so to give you a short history is difficult, but I'll try. I'm a fourth-generation auctioneer, so I remember growing up next to the cattle ring with my dad auctioning off some cattle and myself stamping up some of the buyer's numbers onto the cattle. So that was quite fun. I then went on studying accounting at Stellenbosch University. And from there, I moved to Durban, where in Durban, I started with an auction house that was operating there and pretty much started from the bottom, putting up auction boards, setting up the auction floor, and working my way through there. After a while, I decided, well, it's time. I partnered up with one of my friends to start our own auction house. The company then grew quite quickly. We partnered up with one of the big corporates, also an international company, and I had to move to Johannesburg, which was a lot of fun. And look, we started expanding nationally, and it was a great move. I then met my wife. We decided, now, Cape Town, we need to get back to Cape Town. So at that time, I was the vice chairman of SIAA, which is the South African Institute of Auctioneers, and I knew most of the auctioneers. So I called up one of my friends and asked him if they were interested. So they said, no, I need to come down, let's have a chat, which I eventually joined them and became a director and shareholder of that company. So just so that you know, that's a quick summary of about 17 years just in there. But yeah, so in 2018, I started talking with BidX One. The head office of BidX One is in Dublin and Ireland. And then they were looking into South Africa of opening up here and bringing BidX One to South Africa. And I knew at that stage auctions needed to change. The normal standard method of doing auctions was old, maybe because I've been going through it for four generations. And not much changed since then. So I decided, look, I'll take the risk. Here we are 3 years later. November will be 3 years later.
So it's been about 3 years that you've been with BidX One, or just over 3 years. How does BidX One work as opposed to your normal auction houses? And why did you get involved with the company?
Look, we're purely online. So for online properties to work, you need to be fully trusted. So you can't take away the human aspect of selling property. People want to talk to an expert. So BidX One developed a platform where we don't take away the human aspect of the whole thing. So we control and monitor the entire auction during the auction. So it's a live auction, and it's in one day, and it's over a period of a couple of hours. But we monitor everything, and we put the buyer fully in control over what he does, but also with him knowing that they can contact us at any time during the auction. We're on a live auction. We don't really have direct access to the auctioneer, as he's standing on the podium, and pretty much you can't ask him any questions during the auction. So that's one of the big advantages of an online auction, as well as the transparency. That's one of our key values in our company. It's pretty much the heart of our company. And to be fully transparent, I'll take you through our process. Is you register, you go through the normal FICA process. All bidders have to go through the same process. You can't bid if you're not a registered bidder. You'll be provided a bidder number once you've paid a small refundable bidder's deposit. And then on the auction day, you bid against the other registered bidders. So you'll be allocated a bidder number, and which will be displayed on your laptop, cell phone, whichever device you're using, and it will be displayed in real time. So you'll see your other bids coming through. Everyone can see these bids, the public included. It's an open public auction. So, and that is big time where we wanted to get the transparency in there. And there's also some cool features. We've got the max bid, so you can, as a bidder, set the max bid if you don't have time to constantly monitor the auction, where the platform will bid on your behalf. Won't necessarily bid up to your max bid. It will only place a bid when another bid has been placed. So, yeah, that will control you even though you're not even there. And then there's also an extension time so that another bidder can't snipe you at the death of the auction. Now, sniping meaning that if someone waits till the last second and they place their bid, and then you don't have enough time to place your counter bid. So if you place a bid in the last 60 seconds of the auction, the clock will move on another 60 seconds, allowing you as the underbidder then to place another bid. But I think the biggest part and the biggest positive and advantage to buyers itself is that you can place your bid on any device from anywhere. So there's also no paperwork involved. It's straightforward, and we've made it as easy as you'll be able to bid on the golf course, on the beach, you know, in a board meeting, so that board decisions can be taken if it's a commercial property, or in the kitchen with a glass of wine with your wife.
Sounds very, very interesting. Tell me, I haven't taken part in one of these. Just maybe two questions in one ear. Is it like a live auction where you actually speak and people can speak like a Zoom call, or do they click? How does it work? And maybe give us a little bit of idea, as BidX One South Africa, do you do both residential and commercial property auctions?
Okay, yes. So we do all property auctions. We do agricultural, residential, commercial, all of that. There is actually on our website, there is a dummy auction that you can take part on. So anyone can go and take part in that dummy auction. So we don't talk live. We felt that you're either online or you're not online. You can't mix the two. And so basically, you'll sit in front of your computer, and basically, once a bid comes in, you'll be able to click and place your bid. So you'll be able to monitor the entire auction. I won't be talking fast like I did in the past, and you don't know where you are. You'll be able to see it very easily. And normally, our bids, so bidding normally opens at around 10 o'clock. In the morning, and then our first lot will close at 11 o'clock. So you've got an hour on the first lot, and then we will basically, lot meaning the first property, your second property will close at 5 past 11, your third property at 10 past 11, and so on. It'll go every 5 minutes. And so that will allow you obviously to also be able to bid on multiple properties. And yeah, the process is quite simple. It's very easy.
Just tell me, MC, within the context of COVID-19 or the COVID-19 pandemic, 2020 was a terrible year for many businesses. However, online and e-commerce has boomed on the back of COVID-19, especially on the retail front. Has BidX One South Africa benefited, considering that it also operates in the online space?
Yes, I would say yes, it definitely did. We do operate online, and we all know what the pandemic did with regards to online and digital and e-commerce, as you've mentioned. So going back pre-COVID, we were the different one. We were swimming upstream, and it was a different type of pitch that we had to give. And now we're mainstream. So what the pandemic did was create the fact that we mainstream and everyone following us. So it's nice to be a leader for a change. So everyone is locked onto the digital and online side, which is great, and it's the right way to do it in any event. So lockdown was still difficult, won't lie to you, but the positive on our side is we could transact, and we actually did some very good transactions for our clients. And then what happened in 2020 is our buyers increased with 250%. Our average bids increased with about 47%. And our prices increased by 100%. So there was a big increase, and participation obviously has started, and people feel comfortable in placing their bids online.
Before we go, MC, you've given me a little bit of detail in terms of my last question, because I was going to ask about, you know, some of the sales and that sort of thing. But you said prices increased by 100%. What do you mean by that? And maybe you want to give us some highlights of property sales that we might recognize, or some of your bigger sales.
Yeah, okay. So maybe property prices achieved is the better word. So that's more in terms of turnover. And property will have a price. And that's where the specialist comes in and guiding people in terms of pricing. But turnover increased with about 100% during the COVID-19 pandemic from 2019 to 2020. And I like grading, so I can give you some of the stats. So we had one of our biggest months last year, where we sold just under 100 million rands worth of property. And the biggest transaction that really went through the auction platform itself was around 33 million. And but we also offered different methods of sale, being a digital platform and properties being different. Every property is different and needs to be approached differently. We do offer other methods of sale via the online route, and once again, without needing to do paperwork or all that type of thing. We have concluded some very big sales for some property funds, as well as some big corporate clients.
MC, thank you so much for your time. That's all the time we have for. That was MC Dutoy, CEO of Auctions and Sales at BidX One South Africa.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.